In this lesson, we're going to discuss the first two pathways to innovation, dematerialization and virtualization. What is dematerialization? It allows you to make things smaller. As technology improves, we're reducing the amount of material it takes to build the tools we use, subtracting atoms from them, even as we improve their capacity and performance. The computer, which soars in speed and memory, even as it shrinks in size, is itself a microcosm of modern technology. Our primary personal computer is now our smartphone, thanks to miniaturization. And our smartphones are getting smaller, lighter, more portable, and more economical with every iteration. Soon, there will be variations you can't even see, much smaller than early wearables. A few years ago, I was touring a state-of-the-art hospital, and they were using a diagnostic tool that was the size of a trunk. 2 years later, that same tool was the size of a cigarette pack. It had the same functionality, yet it cost less to manufacture and was more green and cost less to ship, because both the size and price went way down as well, clinics could afford it. To innovate, ask yourself, what would you like to make smaller? What would add value by making it smaller? Take a look at just about everything you have relating to your products, and don't forget to look at your physical infrastructure. I know you'll find something that could be made smaller. Our next pathway is virtualization. Virtualization means taking things we currently do physically and shifting the medium so that we can do them purely in a weightless representational world. Thanks to virtualization, I can have my computer desktop on your computer. I can also have multiple operating systems on the same device. We've had software as a service for some time now. Salesforce.com was one of the first to profit from this hard trend. You can virtualize hardware, for example, storage, think of Google Docs, or servers, think of Amazon, Microsoft, or Apple, to name only a few. Not long ago, if I needed 100 servers, I would have to buy them, program them, and maintain them. Now I can launch 100 servers while I'm recording this lesson, thanks to virtualization. You can virtualize the IT department, networks, security, collaboration, and much more. Think of it as everything is a service. Ask yourself, what current function should you virtualize to save us time and money? Let's continue to the next lesson, and I'll tell you about three more pathways to innovation: mobility, product intelligence, and networking. They will all help you innovate by identifying new opportunities.